Betty hit Frida on the head with an empty can.
You're asking for it, Frida said, raising one of the kitchen chairs. Now stop it, Dorian spat. If you three can't behave, you can just leave right now.
Personally, Liz said, we're getting very bored just sitting here in the kitchen.
Yeah!
Betty screamed. She grabbed a rung of the chair that Frida was holding over her head, and she and Frida began wrestling for possession of it.
How come we have to sit out here?
Put that chair down this minute, Dorian said.
Yes, please,
Ignatius added. He had retreated to a corner.
Someone will be injured.
Like you, Liz said.
She heaved an unopened beer can at Ignatius, who ducked.
Good heavens, Ignatius said. I think I shall return to the other room.
Beat it, big ass, Liz said to him. You're using up all the air in here.
Girls!
Dorian was screaming at the wrestling Frida and Betty, whose t-shirts were growing damp. They were huffing and heaving around the room with the chair, mashing each other against the wall and sink.
Okay, cut it out, Liz screamed at her friends. These people are going to think you're crude.
She picked up another chair and got between the two contestants. Then she slammed her chair down onto the one that Frida and Betty were wrestling over, knocking the girls aside. The two chairs rattled and clattered to the floor.
Who told you to butt in?
Frida demanded of Liz, grabbing her by her cropped hair. Dorian, stumbling over the chairs, tried to push the girls back to the table, snapping,
Now sit down there and be decent. This party stinks, Betty said. Where's the action?
How come you invited us down here if all we're gonna do is sit here in this friggin' kitchen?
Frida demanded.
You'll only start brawling in there, you know it.
I thought it would be a neighborly thing to do to ask you down out of courtesy. I don't want any trouble. This is the nicest party we've had in months.
Okay, Frida growled. We'll sit out here like ladies.
The girls punched one another about the arms in agreement.
After all, we're only paying tenants.
Go in there and be nice to that phony cowboy, the one that sounds like Jeanette MacDonald, the one that tried to bitch us on Chart Street the other day.
He's a very fine and friendly person, Dorian said. I'm sure he didn't see you girls.
He saw us all right, Betty said. We copped him on the head.
I'd like to kick his superior balls in, Liz said.
Please, Ignatius said importantly. All I see about me is strife. You must close ranks and present a unified front.
What's with him?
Liz asked, opening the beer can she had thrown at Ignatius. A spray of foam shot out and wet Ignatius on his distended Paradise product stomach.
Well, I've had enough of this, Ignatius said angrily.
Good, Frida said. Shove off.